Personality and Character of Mulk Raj Anand. In the words of R. K. Srinivasa Iyengar, Iyengar, Mulk Raj Anand is many persons: novelist and short story writer, art critic, author of Persian Painting and The Hindu View of Art, past author of Homage to Khajuraho, sometime Tagore Professor of Art and Literature, and former chairman of Lalit Kala Academy, taster of life, author of Curries and Other Indian Dishes, and part author of The Bride's Book of Beauty, active evangelist, EVANGELIST, in India's Freedom Movement, associate of V.K. Krishna Menon's in London, champion of Daridra Narayan, partisan of social commitment and community service, and organizer of the progressive movement in literature. Above all, there is Mulk, the man who thinks too much, loves too much, works too much, laughs too much, argues too much, travels too much, and talks too much. When he talks to you or at you, one or even in company, there is an ancient mariner-like quality about him, for verily he holds you with his glittering eye. He seems always to carry on his head the load of the world's sin and misery, man's wolfish cruelty to man through the ages. And yet he is not a union of desperate or conflicting personalities, but rather an earnest, charming, and ebullient human being, constantly striving to realize an integrity and wholeness of living. He is a humanist and a socialist in many respects. He hates superstition, bigotry, caste, class, capitalism, exploitation, overpopulation, tyranny, colonialism, fascism, atomic stockpiling, war, genocide. He is a humanist because he rightly thinks that since most of our problems have been created by man, they can also be solved by man. Since man is the reason for the miseries of mankind, he should now become the powerhouse for processing his own salvation. Through his writings and preachings, he has been trying to awaken man's slumberness so that he may acquire a true vision and develop necessary will to engage in the task of reconstructing humanity in India and the world. Anand has very refined tastes. He is a lover of art and books. Even as a college student, he was a voracious reader. He read Urdu and English literatures as well as a lot of continental literature, including Marx, Mazzini, Gorky, and Proudhon, Proudhon. He also read Hugo, Heine, and the English Romantic poets. His meeting with C.W.S. Harvey and Lala Manmohan proved to be very helpful. However, it was L.R. Puri, a mystic follower of the holy math at B's, who impressed him most profoundly. I learned to look at life through L.R. Puri's. He obtained the doctoral degree in philosophy and read Radhakrishnan's Indian Philosophy. His thesis was on the philosophy of Berkeley, Hume, and Russell. In 1932, he went to Gandhi Gandhi and stayed with him for some time. In Sabarmati Ashram, in order to deepen his magnum opus, Untouchable. Few know that he has fought all his life for Indian independence and that along with Krishna Menon, he did more to influence British public opinion in England in India's favor than any other Indian resident in Britain. By Saroj Kowarji. Anand is expressly anti-fascist and anti-imperialist. He believes that the sooner the colonial peoples are given freedom, the better it is for the world as a whole. He is one with Bertrand Russell in believing that man must choose either total annihilation or world federation. He is one of the prominent peace fighters of the world. It is but right that he was awarded in 1952 the International Peace Prize for the World Peace Council for promoting understanding among the nations of the world through his creative work. Anand is perhaps the most prolific writer among all the living Indian writers in England. In a writing career spread over almost 40 years, he has produced more than a dozen novels, half dozen collection of short stories and numerous other works on subjects ranging from art to cosmetics and literary criticism to cookery. Most of his fictional works have been translated into several world languages. He has written novels, short stories, essays on several subjects, art criticism and poetry too. He has contributed and continues to contribute articles and reviews to scores of journals. He has himself edited several periodicals, including a magazine meant for children. The country has honored him with the award of Padma Bhushan in 1967. Anand as a man is amiable, jealous, and pulsating. His friends praise him for his charm and gaiety, love and warmth. According to Sajjad Zahir, Anand is not only a writer, not only an art critic and philosopher, but also an active fighter for the modern movement in our country. But he is more than even these. He is a wonderful human being, a loyal friend, a volatile conversationalist. As a good and lifelong friend and colleague of Anand, I am always pointing out to him his faults also. My dear Mulk, you work too much, you don't give yourself enough rest, and you are sometimes confused and eclectic. He listens to my advice and my criticism with impatience, laughs, and goes his. Dr. S. Lakshman Shastri, the editor of the Contemporary Indian Literature, writes, Dr. Mulk Raj Anand is a unique type of optimistic humanistic who is capable to move the most pessimistic man to action. He is a very sensitive lover of all that is good and lovable on earth. Good books, fine pieces of art, good manners. He stands for lasting peace and friendly relations between nations. At the same time, he is also a ruthless critic of all that is worn out and decaying, dehumanizing and degrading customs, manners, outdated social and political institutions, reactionary thoughts and ideologies. As a disciple of Tagore and Nehru, Dr. Anand has made painstaking efforts to understand the soul of this land, which has been expressing itself through Indian thought and Indian culture. It appears to us that it is the profound knowledge of Indian mind on the one hand and critical assessment of the various outdated social systems and institutions on the other that has made Anand an uncompromising agitator and organizer. Anand has a sharp intelligence, an ebullient spirit, a mellow voice, a little in love with itself, a person who minded no words hit you straight but left no scars. Kewlian, Kewlian, adds the following comment. He, Anand, has sincerity and an almost religious fervor. That's what makes him carry on so interminably. He has his faults, but he worries over criticism and can recast. He believes in rebuking the great when they hold wrong views, but he thinks that those who err through weakness must be treated more gently. Paying a tribute to Anand on his 60th birthday, C.V. Christen, C.H.R.I.S.T.E.S.E.N., editor of Menajin Quarterly, University of Melbourne, he says, "He, Anand, is one of the most stimulating men I have ever met. Mulk possesses that special kind of talent which helps to fertilize the living mind and gives it the sense of a base on which to build. Such men are rare in any country. Standing in his own permanence, professional dedicated, he has sought to interpret in terms of art the mores of his own people. Above all, he has insisted on the need for values, the civilizing values which help nourish an enlightened and humane society. It has been an essential part of Mulk's character, and the aspirations to which he has given expression are now part of India's cultural and intellectual history. His work stands as a notable proportioned edifice." As to quote Balram Gupta, "Anand is thus a humanist to the core. It is his abiding faith in humanism that has perhaps made him a lovable man with infinite charm and myriad interest. He is a loyal friend, a tireless worker, an enthusiastic organizer, a prolific writer, an unceasing champion of the cause of the poor and the lowly. A relentless crusader against inequality and injustice, and above all, a staunch humanist with limitless trust in man and creative arts, on which he pins his hopes, as made evident by one of his recent letters to the present writer. If the 21st century is to be born, we must understand each other's humanness and cultivate the arts through which we may achieve the universal basis for no war against stupidity, malice, aforethought, and meanness of mind. The personality and character of Mulkraj Anand is over.